Good morning.
Morning.
It's very interesting to discuss, just we can take up the whole time, just discussing whether the last two Masechtas in Nezikin, whether Avos and then Horios, or Horios and then Avos. Because according to the Rambam, in the listing that's most sources, the last parak is going to be Horios, because it's shorter than Avos. Remember, the Masechtas go in order of size. So Edios has more prakim than Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah has fewer prakim than Avos, but the way we have it, Avos has six chapters the way we have it now, but it's really only five. The last chapter of Pirkei Avos is the exact same source as Meseches Kala. It's about the beauty and the primacy of the study of Torah. So really, Pirkei Avos is originally only five chapters, which is the same size of Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah is five, Avos is five, Horios is just three. So that puts Horios back at the end for that reason, simply. And according to that Cheshbon, it works very well with the Rambam, who says that every last Masechta in the Seder connects to the first Masechta in the next Seder. So Horios is all about the Korbanos that the elders bring, the leaders bring, the Kohen Gadol, the king, if they sin. So based on that, it goes right very well into Zvachim, which is the beginning of the next Seder, which is Kachim. Okay, there is an opinion that is expressed by David Zvi Hoffman that Avos is actually the last Masechta in Nezikin, and it was put there purposely because originally Shas did not begin with Zroim. Originally, Shas began with Zvachim and Menach, and Zvachim and I'm sorry, Kachim and Taros. Just as boys learn Vayikra in the beginning of their studies, so too they learned Mishnayos Zvachim in the beginning of their studies, right, early on. This is not in print yet, but it was the way they studied. So they did Kachim and Taros, which is very important when the Beis Hamikdash stands. But when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they put these two Sedarim at the end of their learning. And they started with Zroim, which was, of course, still Shayach, if you're living in Israel. Okay, so as such, the end of Shas is really Nezikin, right? You put number five and six as one and two, so four becomes six. And the purpose was, says David Zvi Hoffman, is to show that after learning all of Shas, all of Mishnayos, everything you need to know of Torah Shebaal Peh, it only means something if you become a refined person as a result of all that learning. Okay, if you don't incorporate Pirkei Avos, then it's what is it all for, right? Pirkei Avos begins with Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Haba, and so does every Perek, because the belief in afterlife is one of the central belief systems that was doubted by those who rejected Torah Shebaal Peh. You reject an oral tradition, you're going to say, where does the Torah express explicitly anything about the afterlife? There are many hints, the Gemara says, at the end of Sanhedrin, but those who reject Torah Shebaal Peh will reject all those hints. Right? Ha'omer ein tchias ha'meisim min ha'Torah, the Mishnah says. You have to believe not only that there's afterlife, but you have to believe that the Torah teaches it. Rashi says it's not enough to just have the Emunah. It's to believe that the Torah teaches it. Maybe it hints at it. Why isn't it explicit? So, all right, Ibn Ezra and the Rambam say two very different things. One says that the belief in afterlife was so ingrained in them, living in Egypt all that time. You know, the Egyptians made mummies and about life continuing. So it was so ingrained. They didn't have to mention it explicitly. It was enough to just hint at it. The other one says that, no, Adrabah, belief in an afterlife is a complicated belief. Therefore, God just left it as a hint to those who would be well versed in everything that they need to do, and need to know, and then they'll teach the others as necessary. So we have various limudim in the beginning of the last parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, and that's called Tchias HaMeisim Min HaTorah. So if you don't believe in these hints and these Torah Shebaal Peh, so since one of the purposes of Pirkei Avos is to establish the unending chain, the unequivocal connection between Har Sinai and everything Moshe learned in Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai and our current observances, The Gemara itself expresses in Daf Nun Daled Maseches Erevin, Mishnayos in the first parak in Maseches Chagiga, that some things we wouldn't know at all. How would we know what's totafos ben inecha, what to put in tefillin? How would we know how to do inui v'inisim esnafshav seichem on Yom Kippur? We wouldn't know. We would be lost with practically all the areas of halacha if we don't have an oral tradition. So Pirkei Avos that begins, Moshe kibla Torah miSinai, right? And he gave it to Yeshua, and Yeshua with his canons, canon Nevi'im, Nevi'im, and so on, Sheknesset Gedol, and the unbroken line from that glorious time at Har Sinai till our own day, there is an unending, ceaseless communication between Hashem and us through Torah Shebaal Peh, and of course the written Torah we have in our hands. So since Pirkei Avos has that point to it, it begins with an element of Torah Shebaal Peh of Kol Yisrael Yerushalayim Chayav Kolonah. And it gives all the lines straight through the five zugos and those who were generation after generation. And you see that people only start to be called Rabban, Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Until then, everyone just went by their first name. There were no rabbis. The rabbis were the Kohanim. Right? Kol Asher Yiru Eschema Kohanim. Right? So the title rabbi existed only after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. So we see all these names, all these beautiful sayings. These are not just sayings of a favorite sayings of the rabbis. These all come from their sources are Moshe Kibla Torah miSinai. The idea of this perfection is from Sinai. At a time where religions had no connection to morality, even all the way into Roman times, the only ones who wanted morality in their religion were those who copied us, the Christians and the Muslims, right? And they didn't behave so morally upright throughout their time. So this is the message of Pirkei Avos, that morality comes straight from Sinai, and it's not just holy aphorisms of special rabbis, right? These are from Sinai. Okay, so what can I say to go through each how much of Pirkei Avos, but the various prakim are all really first five prakim are there are some trends where you have different five of this, ten of this, seven of this, and you have two people contrast this way, two people contrast that way. Four people do things this way and that way and this way and that way. So there are trends in Pirkei Avos, but it's basically just beautiful sayings of the rabbis, and I just choose one of them to round off our time today. Is the Mishnah says that if you are traveling along the way, dafka along the way, and you're sort of protected by the Torah you're learning from any bad things that might happen, any dangers. But then you stop your learning to recognize a beautiful tree and a beautiful meadow. So Mari says, his life is in his own hands. He doesn't have the protection anymore, says the Mishnah. So I heard from the Kutzker Rebbe that his problem wasn't that he stopped learning to recognize this thing and he no longer had protection. What's wrong with recognizing a beautiful tree and saying, God, you have put beautiful things on earth for us? Problem was that he stopped his learning. He should have realized, mafsik milimudo, the purpose of your learning is to recognize God in every single thing in the world. To recognize that tree is part of your learning. It's why you're learning. To recognize everything of beauty in the world and then that comet to make a bracha when you see it and whenever the thunder you hear and the lightning you see, and everything translates to an experience to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything we do, that's the glory and the beauty of a from lifestyle. I go to the bathroom, I understand the blessing of what it would be like if this didn't work properly. If what I just did didn't stop for even an hour, I wouldn't be able to function. Right? How we take in all the things in God's amazing world and we process it. This is all part of why we're learning. Okay, so this is what Pirkei Avos does. It refines us. It perfects us in our never ending quest of finding a Kodesh Baruch Hu in everything we do. Behold, Rechecha Da'ehu, and to recognize this is something worthwhile to end Shas. If it doesn't end Nizikin, according to our Cheshbon, we'll learn Hori Yosem Yitzhar Shem on Thursday. Okay, have a great day, everybody. I'll call the Seder, and let's continue to learn and brighten up our days. Call to everybody. Bye-bye.